Yes, Monitor 67 is here, and Gene Rayburn is here, and Jack Benny will be here, too, in 2 minutes with some wonderfully funny stories about Fred Allen. So don't move. Relax to this new song by Marilyn May, If You'll Just Come Back to Me.
I'll hire a brass band, the greatest brass band, if you will just come back to me. I'll rent a grandstand and do a handstand, if you will just come back to me. There'll be no more grief, I'll turn a new leaf, there'll be some changes.
Something good to chew. Chewing up to stand the pace anytime and any place. So, hi ho, hey, hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
In the annals of radio, no, make that the annals of all show business, there's probably been no more famous and funny feud than the one staged by Jack Benny and the late Fred Allen on their respective programs. Monitor is delighted to bring you the inside story from Jack himself as he talked with reporter Jack Eigen in Chicago.
How did that feud actually start? Did you call each other on the phone and say, let's feud?
No, he had a 10-year-old boy one night play on his... On his radio show, he played the B on the violin, a classical number. And this 10-year-old boy played it beautifully. And when he finished it, he made some remarks about me that Jack Benny ought to be ashamed of himself, you know, when a kid like this plays so well and that I can't. Made some derogatory remarks about me as a violinist, knowing that I always listened to his show. So the next week, I said to Mary, my wife was on the show, I did a scene where I said, take a letter to Fred Allen. And then I would dictate a letter on my radio show where I would make some also derogatory remarks about Allen. The next week, he picked it up and talked about me. Then I talked about him. And would you believe it? This feud was on, I can safely say, 8 months before Fred and I even discussed it with each other on the telephone. And that's why it worked out so well. We never said, let's have a feud. It would have never worked. So Fred, then when we decided that maybe we ought to alternate and be a guest on each other's show, that's when we discussed it. Mm-hmm. That's why it worked out so well.
What can you remember, Jack, of some of the funny retorts, something that you said about Fred that got a tremendous laugh, and what... something Fred had said about you, some of the big laughs. when you ribbed each other?
I can remember more of the things that Fred said, because they were awful. He was really vitriolic. He had somebody on his show say to him, is Jack Benny a good ad-lib comedian? And then Fred, in his nasal twang, you know, he would say, Jack Benny couldn't ad-lib a belch after a Hungarian dinner. You know, that was one of his remarks. Then he said, he made one remark once. He said something about, Jack Benny isn't exactly stingy. It's just that he has short arms and he keeps his money low in his pockets. Now, that's about as silly as anything you've ever heard. And I remember one of the funniest things he ever said. He says, there's an old saying about money that you can't take it with you. Well, he says, if you ever see a funeral procession where the hearse is followed by a Brinks truck, you'll know that Benny found a way. And I used to try to find things to say about Fred's appearance and everything. I remember I had a gag once about him where I said that Fred Allen, with those bags under his eyes, he looked like a short butcher peeping over 2 pounds of liver. Which I thought was kind of funny. And, I can't remember all the things I said, but boy, he would give it to me real good, you know. He was great. Of course, don't forget, Fred was a great writer. You know, he was a better writer than most comedians. I write fairly well, but Fred was actually a great writer. He was as good a writer as he was a comedian. And everybody had great respect for him. And I was actually flattered. I was honored, I was complimented, and I was flattered that he wanted to continue a feud with me.
And we're honored and flattered to have Jack Benny not feud with us, but be friendly enough to entertain us again later today here on Monitor.
Mr. Miller? The Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet, all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden. I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
what... You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you?
You couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Well, it is built for keeps. The year-round Cub Cadet tractor, 7, 10, or the 12 horsepower with either gear drive or hydrostatic transmission. For your nearest cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. Your nearest and most experienced dealer in the superior sounds of the weekend, Monitor, can be found by just staying where you are, here on the Monitor Beacon. Gene Rayburn again at 18 minutes past the hour. Now, Roger Williams and friends.
Thank you.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Vigoro, the goof-proof lawn foods. In 1 minute, Joe in spring training camp talks with another Joe, the Yankees' Pepitone, and the result is a grand slam in amusing lines. But first, this word from Vigoro.
When the green in your grass is gone, and you gotta make it shape up, make it wake up with the bold green vigor of Vigoro. The bold green vigor of Vigoro.
You bet. And the reason is simple. The manufacturers of Vigoro know what they're doing. They've been at it longer and hold more patents for plant feeding breakthroughs than any other outfit in the country, bar none. And when they make a Vigoro product for any lawn or garden use, it's tailor-made for the area it's sold in. That's the secret of the bold green vigor of Vigoro.
It's a lot greener than green. A happy kind of bold green. A big and bold green. The bold green vigor of Vigoro. The bold green vigor of Vigoro.
Vigoro, the goof-proof, tailor-made lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
Now, at spring training camp in Florida, Joe Garagiola plays a little verbal game with Joe Pepitone of the New York Yankees, who has switched from first base to the outfield.
Joe, for a while this year, I thought I was going to read about Joe Pepitone, the holdout. It just didn't seem right.
Joe, listen, the real thing, the whole reason to that was because I thought I had a pretty good year last year, and I thought my value to this club was more this year. And the raise they gave me now, that being that I did sign up, was real good. Now, of course, I was only asking for $150,000, and I didn't think they want to meet that, but they compromised, and they only gave me $10,000.
Listen, you said one of your arguments was that you thought you deserved the raise because Maris is gone, they got you to boo. Did you use that?
Well, I mentioned it in a roundabout way, but the thing I really got to was, well, they got rid of three or four big salaries, and I figured I'd take 10% of each salary they got rid of, and I'd get a good raise, 60, 70% raise, which isn't too bad, Joe.
You got a different way of negotiating.
Well, I do, because, next to Cassius, I think I is the greatest, you know.
Those guys are calling you that now, right?
Mohammed Pepitone.
Mohammed Pepitone. Are you living up to it?
Well, I've been praying to Allah, and he thinks it's okay. I haven't been marked up yet.
Listen, how about center field? Is that going to be a tough transition?
No, Joe, I think I like center field. I get on the serious side right about now. I think that I'm going to be a better ball player by playing center field. I think, Joe, when you come up with that good play on first base, you're really not noticed. It's like a routine play to the fans. But in outfield, if you make that good throw, you make that good catch, you're really noticed. And I noticed this last year. One time that I did play out there, I made a real good catch, and it was the end of the inning, and I got cheers all the way into the dugout, and this is something I never got at first base. So I really think you're more noticed in the outfield.
Do you have to train different at center field as far as throwing that much?
Well, I had to change, Joe, all around on my throwing, because at first base you throw underhand, sidearm, a little bit overhand, but in the outfield you have to throw strictly overhand, and at first I did have a sore arm. It was tendered, getting used to the new throws and all that, but right now I feel real good, and I'm beating all challenges, Joe.
Joe, you got to get out of your shell and get over being so shy.
I am very shy, Joe. That's the way I was brought up, I guess.
Listen, anybody that does a hairspray commercial can't be all bad. Did you get much comment?
I want to get one thing about that straight, Joe. I'm no sissy, and I want to let Bauer know that. I want Barrett to know that, and I want you to know it, and I want the fans to know that I am no sissy. And
well, that's what the commercial said.
Is that what the commercial said? I'm sissy. It
says that you're a sissy to use your wife's hairspray.
No, I said I'm no sissy, and I use my wife's hairspray, Joe. Let's get this straight. Okay. I want you to know this, Joe. That I am no sissy.
Okay.
All right.
And you're on record coast to coast. Joe, can go out and have a good year, and we'll talk to you again.
I plan to have a good year, Joe, and I hope you do talk to me again because I can add a little light to the show.
You think you could help the ratings?
I think I can help this show a lot.
That was Joe Pepitone, the New York Yankees, and this is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
You know what? Pepitone wasn't kidding. He has helped this show. He's a very funny guy. He really is. If he only plays baseball as well, he'll help the Yankees, too. Throughout the weekend on Monitor, weekdays too on NBC, the inimitable sports stylist Joe Garagiola will entertain as well as inform you about the world of sports.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Now stylish singing by Matt Monroe, The Lady Smiles.
Every every time the lady smiles, a brighter world is what I see, a world of love that will always be, and it's mine when she smiles at me, when her eyes begin to glow. Her heart is there for me, I know. She lights the sky high above. The lady smiles.
Here's some good advice to be found in Better Homes and Gardens magazine. The symptoms associated with excessive nervous stress and tension are not exactly pleasant. There's sluggishness, insomnia, headache, indigestion, backache, irritability. But if they're familiar to you, read Tension, Anxiety, and Nervous Distress, How to Cope with Everyday Pressures in April Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Everyone suffers from tension. The problem is how to relieve it. This article shows you how stress can be channeled into constructive, relaxing activities. Sports and exercise, for example, are outstanding tension reducers. How to sleep, when and when not to take wonder drugs and pills. It's all here in April, Better Homes and Gardens. Other articles you won't want to miss are classic desserts with a new twist and summer tips on outdoor beauty in this big as all outdoors issue. Read it in April, Better Homes and Gardens, on sale now. Was a small pineapple market, Billy Vaughn's orchestra. Monitor nationwide on NBC comes to you in the Red River Valley of North Dakota over WDAY Fargo, and this is as far as we go in this half hour. Gene Rayburn running for cover back shortly.
This is Ted Webb. I'll be with you this morning to cover the exciting world of auto racing right here on NBC Radio.
The flavor that says, hey friend, do it again, Valentine beer. Hey friend, do it again, Valentine beer. Good to start with Valentine, good to stay with Valentine. The flavor's great at the three ring sign. Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey friend, do it again, Valentine, Valentine beer. Hey friend, do it again, Valentine, Valentine beer.
Valentine Bock beer is here, and it's better than ever. It's going faster than ever, too. So look for Valentine Bock wherever beer is sold. It's Wunderbock. 13 degrees and sunny in Big Town. This is the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
You're traveling the radio road that winds its way around the weekend world with Monitor 67 and your guide and companion, Gene Rayburn. Destination in 3 minutes, Vietnam, where a lighthearted story awaits us, and we detour first for a Mexican road race with Herb Alpert and his Tijuana Brass.
But it's a blend of juices good for you and me, V8.
Well, I still say it looks like tomato juice.
But it's 8 ways tasty. Discover it and see. Lively juices, vegetable juices, yours for good health in
V8. Well, I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Well, just take one taste of V8.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Great.
V8 cocktail vegetable juice from Campbell's.
Despite the fact that the grim business of war continues to dominate the news from Vietnam, there is sometimes a bit of relief, which usually is described as a human interest story. But in this next instance, the word human doesn't apply. Here's a story from John Springer at Pleiku Air Base, Vietnam.
There's a black and white spotted dog in these parts with a funny, friendly tail. His name is Curly. There's a strong possibility that Curly is the most privileged dog in South Vietnam. At least, he has captured the hearts of every airman living on this sprawling airbase. He's just a mongrel, but Curly is a real operator. He knows the bus schedule by heart and rides around the base whenever he takes the notion. Curly is no earthbound cur either, because he has been known to hop rides on airplanes. In fact, once in a while, he ventures to Tan Sanuk Air Base near Saigon, and he always returns. Combat holds no fears for Curly either. He seems to especially enjoy missions with the AC-47 Dragon ships, the old converted Goonie birds that drop flares then rain death upon the Viet Cong with their deadly Gatling guns. When he wants to rest from the rigors of combat, Curly naps in the nicest office at Pleiku. And he doesn't sleep just anywhere. No, sir, he prefers the civil engineer's office with its new tile floors and other modern conveniences. Whenever a charcoal fire is started, Curly can smell the smoke for a long way off. And he's usually the first barbecue guest when it's time to put the steaks on. Curly was a dignitary once, too. He was guest of honor at a retreat ceremony, and he was given a tag to wear around his neck, stating, "People may not know this, but I own this base." Well, we tried to find Curly so he could bark a couple of times for us. But unfortunately, we couldn't find him. It's rumored that he went to Tansanut for 2 days R&R. This is John Springer reporting from Pleiku Air Base, Republic of Vietnam.
The lighter side of life in Vietnam, as well as continuing coverage of all the latest developments, military, economic, political, social, yours throughout the weekend, every weekend, here on Monitor.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Monitor moves along now with the latest from Vic Damone, A Quiet Tear. And in case you didn't know, it was written by the multi-talented, and if he keeps it up, multi-millionaire, Herb Alpert.
A quiet tear crossed her cheek when I met her this evening. A quiet tear seemed to speak as she whispered, "Hello." When I asked her why do you cry, she just lowered her eyes, and once more there began to appear a quiet tear. She took my hand and she asked me to be understanding. Fear gripped my heart and it tore me apart deep inside. She said not a word, but I knew, yes, I knew we were through. And in that silent room, you could hear a quiet
You will keep that dog in, won't you?
Depends. What are you selling?
Well, I'm doing a survey, Mrs. Burke, about your husband's Cub Cadet tractor.
It's my cadet. Look, I'm busy. Shut up, update!
You know, we say the cadet is no toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad. At least it don't fall apart. Look, I got no time.
But don't you find you have more time now? More time for yourself with cadets zipping through your yard and garden work. What do you do? You know, what's your hobby?
I raise dogs. Big ones to chase nosy survey men. Go get him, Bumpy!
Somebody at your house will find the time more free, more fun, and more productive with a Cub Cadet tractor. 7, 10, or the 12 horsepower with either gear drive or hydrostatic transmission. For your nearest cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. As for the nearest minute, you don't have to phone anyone, I'll tell you. It is now 15 minutes before the hour. We're all on the Monitor Beacon.
Where's the biggest, most exciting card game around? At Flying A, where everybody's playing Flying Aces for the biggest single prize ever offered by Flying A, $2,500.
Every time you drive in, we deal you a sealed envelope with two cards. Match a pair, and you're a winner. Up to $2,500. Nothing to buy. Get full details at your participating Flying A dealer. Cut yourself into the biggest card game around. Flying Aces. Void where prohibited.
Down city streets, country lanes, and busy highways, Big Town USA is on the move with people. And WNBC, the voice of Big Town, brings you the sound of Big Town people on the move.
It's circus time. See Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, the greatest show on earth. Opens Tuesday, April 4th at Madison Square Garden. Get tickets now.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Gene Rayburn once again, and I do believe a helpful hint is on its way here. Here's a monitor tip for the household. If you're doing some pre-spring cleaning and want to freshen up the looks of your bathroom's tiled walls, brush some white shoe polish into the cracks around the tiles using an old toothbrush and wipe off the excess with a damp cloth. The tile will look like new. And here's where you'll find a number of other seasonal tips for the season beyond spring. Warm south winds bring outdoor thoughts, for summer is an outdoor time. And April Better Homes and Gardens magazine is an issue big as all outdoors, featuring 24 color pages of ideas and projects to make this summer and all the summers of your life tree green and flower bright. Shady patios, big and private, garden storage units, screened areas, planters and what to plant in them, color beds of pretty perennials, the natural air conditioning of trees, decks and playhouses, yard lighting, and much more. Get this issue big as all outdoors. April, Better Homes and Gardens. Also in this issue, more about taxes and the monthly Family Money Management Report, and two more family-planned auto tours for your summer vacation. San Francisco in the land of contrast, and the charm of Atlanta in the Old South. Read April, Better Homes and Gardens, on sale now. On monitor, What's More American by the Maurice Bowers Singers.
What's more American than cornflakes? The 4th of July and Uncle Sam. What's more American than baseball?
American than saying, I am, I am, I am.
Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by O'Brien Paint. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien. Here's Arlene.
A look at a celebrity yacht in just one moment when my guest will be Francis Langford. In private life, Mrs. Ralph Evinrude. Here, from the O'Brien paint people, is some strange-sounding advice. Don't paint it. Mirror plate it. Right. O'Brien makes mirror plate, too. The mirror plate formula is based on a polyamide epoxy, originally developed for supersonic Navy missiles. That will give you some idea of the durability of this miracle-strength coating. Mirror plate brushes or rolls on, like paint. On anything paintable, plaster, brick, metal, concrete. The difference is that mirror plate stays on 5 times longer than paint. Protects like ceramic tile. Use it on floors, walls, laundry tubs, pools, boats, patio furniture, toys. You could extend the list almost indefinitely. Mirror plate is available in hundreds of attractive colors. For a coating that lasts 5 times longer than paint, that gives you the protection of ceramic tile at a fraction of the cost, don't paint it, mirror plate it. Mirror plate is available at your nearby O'Brien dealer. Francis Langford, I can't begin to guess the sea miles you've traveled, but I know you and your husband, Ralph Evinrude, spend nearly 6 months a year on your yacht, Chanticleer. Describe your boat for us, Francis. How long is it, and how is it set up?
Well, it's 118 feet, and we have a beautiful after deck, which that's where most of us stay most all the time. And then we have a main salon, bar. Then we have the dining salon. And then we have a beautiful top deck where people sunbathe. And a lot of times we have luncheon up there when it's nice weather. And it's large enough that people can get away and do as they please.
And four staterooms, huh?
Yes. Four staterooms for the guests, and the crew sleep forward.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Francis, were you in charge of decorating the yacht, Chanticleer, or did you leave most of it up to your husband?
Well, he did it mostly, but this last few years, we decided to lighten it up and make it a lot gayer, which we had a few little arguments over what colors and things, but it all came out beautifully.
Is there a special way to make a ship a home?
Or is ours is a very homey boat. Mm-hmm. Because we live on it so much, it is a livable. It's like living in your own home, actually.
Could you describe what you just say you've lightened it up? What colors have you used, or what kind of furniture have you used?
Well, we have the main carpet in the main salon, and the bar is a very pale gold, and the drapes are gold. And we have a couple of beautiful aqua chairs and a gold couch. And we've kept it all sort of in the pastels. In the bar, we have two nice large couches that are covered in a beautiful green linen.
Mm.
And then the dining salon has just an off-white carpet. Mm-hmm. And the chairs are sort of a gold and blue. And
everything must
difference.
Stay so nice and clean because you're at sea all the time. You don't have to worry about that much.
You get an awful lot of people who come aboard that don't know how to treat a boat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So our steward does a real good job on cleaning carpets and furniture and all that.
Francis, what is it that you expect from your guests?
When they come aboard, I usually tell them that they're coming as our guests, but they're part of our family, and I want to have fun, same as they do. And if you're on a long trip, you can't be a hostess all the time. You must enjoy yourself. So everybody does as they please and takes care of themselves.
That's
and
the
we have a wonderful crew that takes care of everyone, so really, I have no problem at all.
Thank you, Francis Langford, for giving us a glimpse of life aboard your yacht, Chanticleer. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor. Now this for O'Brien.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality, top quality. Sure, you see the man who sells O'Brien.
One more time.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
Arlene Francis will be back with more of her special guests later today and tomorrow here on Monitor.
Frozen orange juice from Florida. It's delicious, healthful, and now it's less expensive.
Just a minute, mister. Claims, claims, claims. That's all I hear these days. Is it really delicious?
You bet your sweet life it is.
I know it's healthful.
You bet your life it is.
And is it really less expensive now?
You bet it is.
Sounds pretty good.
Pretty good. Frozen orange juice from Florida is America's best food value. The Florida Citrus Commission.
Nada in its most recent version by Reuben Mitchell on Monitor. And there's nada left to do but tell you to stay for more of Monitor. As usual, we fire both barrels at you here every weekend on Monitor. One barrel for information, one for entertainment. Information coming up shortly with the NBC Monitor News at the top of the hour. Gene Rayburn here.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.